Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
Oh, doing pretty good.
How does it feel to have the division wrapped up with four games to go?
Well, we like where we're at. You know, there's still a whole lot of football to be played, though, in terms of who's going to be playing in the second season. So, and who's going to be playing where. So, you know, our focus is solely on continuing to win football games.
How important is home field advantage to you?
I think anybody wants to play at home. I think home field, you know, most teams' records are better at home than they are on the road. And we like our building, and I think our guys have, taking the approach that you've got to win at home. That's the first to be successful, you know. But really, our focus is not on home field advantage. It's really on stopping the Panthers and finding ways to move the football.
Hey, Mike, when you guys faced the Panthers the first time, Kuechly was still playing weak side. He's now a middle linebacker. As you've compared the tapes, if you've compared the tapes, what has that move done for both him and for their defense?
Well, when you're in the middle, as a middle linebacker, you have an opportunity to get both to the strong and the weak side. I think he's done a very, very nice job in the transition from the Will linebacker to the Mike linebacker. He's replacing a guy that has played very good at that position for a long time, and going against him twice a year, we know what kind of player he's replacing, but he's done a very nice job.
Had you looked at Kuechly much in the lead up to the draft?
Yes, we did, and thought he was an outstanding player. He was a tackling machine. I think he is a very good run defender, and he does some very natural things and instinctive things that you want linebackers to do. That's why I think you see the production that he had in college.
The Panthers had 7 sacks when y'all played the first time this year. What made their pass rush so effective in that game, and what might you try to do to stop it this time around?
Well, we've got to do a much better job in protecting the quarterback in the game this weekend. You've got to keep your quarterback clean. They did a very nice job with their 4-man rushes as well as some of their pressures. But for the most part, it was some good, you know, good pressure up front with their 4 defensive linemen. Thought they did a nice job on third down of changing up some coverages and sometimes it's not always just the offensive line. It's tight ends, running backs, and wide receivers that contribute to giving up pressure on the quarterback.
Mike, their defensive line, as good as it was in week 4 against you guys, it kind of has tapered off a little bit in the past couple of weeks. What have you seen out of their rush defense in particular in the past couple of games where they've allowed, you know, Philadelphia as well as Kansas City to kind of run through them for several yards?
I kind of maybe disagree with that observation. Sometimes stats are deceiving. I think they've made some changes in terms of what they're doing in their sub defense, and in what we saw in the first game. And I think it's improved what they do. They've moved Hardy inside, and they've got the young guy Alexander rushing out on the opposite side of Charles Johnson. I think that they've got a group up there that plays extremely hard. I really do.
As far as what this game, I know you guys have had a lot of close games, but what it kind of did for the Panthers, and it was a very deflating loss for the Panthers, obviously, and a big win for you guys early on in the season as a divisional win. How did that game kind of play a role in the rest of the season moving forward as you guys had that really remarkable undefeated streak?
Well, guys, we know, and we talk about all the time, that games in the NFL are going to be one-score games. The majority of them are over 50% or 8 points or less, which is a one-possession game. And I really believe the teams that are successful are the teams that are able to win in those situations and be efficient. And we've done a very nice job on both sides of the ball. It's something that we emphasize, knowing that more than likely the games are going to come down to those situations. They're things that we emphasize in practice, and we're always talking about situational football and coaching our guys up and how we need to try to attack things. And our coaches have done a very good job, and our players have done a very good job going out and executing the plan, especially at the end of the ball game.
Mike, that last series against the Panthers in your place, were you surprised that you were able to get that ball off and get behind those guys? I mean, you guys were backed up against your own goal line.
Yeah, it was a very efficient drive. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to be efficient. You've got to make sure that you get, you know, depending on what the situation is and how many timeouts you have, you've got to make sure that you understand all that, both on the offense and the defensive side of the football. Your play calling is going to be predicated on those things. We've done a nice job doing, you know, in those situations, really since we've been here, since Matt was a rookie. Matt's always done a nice job in those situations. I think it's something that he did well when he was at Boston College. And that's how I think he got his nickname.
Mike, looking at your staff right now, I know, of course, Mike Nolan's got head coaching experience. I think Dirk does, too, at the college. Did you, and I apologize for not knowing this, did you have any guys on your original staff down there with head coaching experience?
I most certainly did. And one of the things that I think when you put together a staff, it's important to have guys on your staff that have head coaching experience, if at all possible, simply because they can be a resource to me. And also they have an understanding of the decision-making process that you have to go through as a head coach, because they sat in this chair. I think when you put together staff, you want it to be diverse, and I've always tried to have a good mix of guys that were head coaches. On my original staff, Mike Mularkey had head coaching experience. Emmett Thomas as an interim head coach, Terry Rubisky, at two or three stops was an interim head coach, and then had Chris Selfo, who was a college head coach. Brian Van Gorder was a college head coach. I think it's important to have those guys that have that experience, and I think we always try to put together a staff that has that diversity. We've got some guys that were college coaches that I think had the ability to really relate to guys, the younger guys on our football team. And when we come in as a new staff, we're going to probably have a bunch of young players and have a young team.
Was it particularly important for you, you know, that first go round, you know, given that you hadn't been an NFL head coach?
Well, I think it's important whether I believe that when you have a staff, that it's important that you have those, that you have that, and probably more so when you're a first-time head coach. And oftentimes, I said this when I took the job, there's a lot more unsuccessful staff than there are unsuccessful head coaches. And it's really about, you know, much like it's about the players that play on Sunday, it's about the staff that works Monday through Saturday to prepare that, you know, to prepare that game plan. I think it's very important to make sure that you have a very very cohesive staff and a very diverse staff that has a mix of experience and a mix of guys that know how to relate to the, you know, when I say relate to these guys that are just coming out of college. And like I said, I had four coaches on my staff that came from the college ranks. I had guys that have been coordinators, and I had guys that were head coaches.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks,
hey, guys. Thank you.
Care.